The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, I hope you're ready to follow me into the great outdoors, because, boy, it's, who knows? I mean, 19 degrees at night, 76 in the morning. I don't know what's going on anymore out there, but it's kind of an unusual time. But, hey, let's talk about today's show. You know what? I'm pretty excited about this, because on today's Chauncey's Great Outdoors, we're going to have Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County to talk about all the programs for March for the kids that go from 5 to 105 years young. Notice I said young. I didn't say old. I said young. So come out to one of these or a few of these, and really, I'm sure you're going to enjoy it and just be part of nature in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Then, I'm excited about this one. Matt Stephen, an excellent bass angler who grew up on the north side of Chicago by Superdog. Hey, we all know where Superdog is. That's where he grew up, and then they moved to Park Ridge, and I think he told me that after that they moved up in the Wisconsin area. He will be fishing his first Red Crest tournament from the Major League Fishing League. I'm very excited about this, and I'm really looking forward to picking his brain about fishing and how this all worked, and how did he go from living in the city of Chicago as a kid to being a big contender in, you know, one of the biggest fishing tournaments in the world, the Red Crest, organized by the Major League Fishing Organization. I'm fired up about that one. And then we'll have more outdoor information with the Aiden Fishing Report, of course. Have to have the Aiden Fishing Report in the final segment of the show. And, you know, we want you to remember to tell all your friends to listen to us on either the ESPN Chicago app or go to our website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And there you can, you know, click on podcast and you can listen to the whole program and have a great time. Not just today's show, but last week's, 2 weeks, a month ago. You can catch up on all of the activities and living with me in the great outdoors. I know. That sounds goofy. So I want you to just, before we go on to that, we got some business to get taken care of. Yes, we have business to talk about. A couple of little DNR things that I found that I want to make sure you know about. Madison, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin DNR, are saying as temperatures have risen, more people are getting outside in the Wisconsin, and they're, since they don't have the snow, they're hiking, they're using ATVs, they're on their bikes, their trails, they're doing all kinds of stuff. However, the state of Wisconsin is under a very large, very broad, high fire warning. That's right, for the whole state. So you got to be careful up there. Even though we caught a lot of rain the other day here in the very southern part of Wisconsin, but a lot of northern Illinois, a lot of Wisconsin is very dry, and that lack of snow cover is causing an early start to the Wisconsin wildfire season. Over the past weekend alone, there were 15 wildfires. 15! Normally, they have 3 for the spring. That's a big difference. So you have to be careful. You have to avoid burning, big campfires, bonfires, because those sparks will float away and start a fire someplace. Be sure to discard your hot ashes from a wood stove or a fireplace in a cabin in a metal container and let them sit out there and cool until they're cold, okay? Then you can, dispose of them. They should also... I know the ATVs and the UTVs are very popular, but those off-road vehicles or equipment, they can kick off a spark, and that'll start a fire. Please be careful. Have your spark suppressors on. If you don't have one, go buy one. Remember, we have to keep the outdoors safe for everybody. There are no burn permits anywhere in 25 counties right now in the state of Wisconsin. Be careful with all of these fires that are out there. To our friends next door in Indiana, the latest guide to explore Indiana's great outdoors are now available at your fingertips. That's my fingers on the keyboard. Or at a DNR property near you, if you can find one. The 2024 Indiana Recreation Guide is available at on.in.gov/recguide. Let me repeat that. on.in.gov/recguide. And your 2425 guide to Indiana fishing, which there's a lot of good fishing in Indiana, all you need to do is go to on.in.gov/fishing guide, and you'll come up on the website that you can review it. And I tell them every year, you need to get the book and read it cover to cover. There are changes. There are rule changes. Whatever state you're fishing in, whether it's Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Canada, review the rules every year, please. Please, please, please. So, and in a couple of weeks, they'll probably have them all over the bait shops and gun shops and stuff in Indiana. But annual entrance passes to state park properties in Indiana, because they do charge to enter the state parks in Indiana. You can purchase them in person at the gatehouse or state park properties during business hours, not in the middle of the night, okay? Indiana residents, they pay $50 for a yearly pass. Individual 65 and older, the price is only $25. Annual passes for vehicles with out-of-state license plates, they're $70, okay? Normal daily gate fees for residents at most properties are $7 per in-state vehicle. In-state vehicle. If you want more information about state park properties, visit them at stateparks.in.gov for Indiana. That's very, very important to remember that. Okay, we got that. We got that. We got that. We did that. Hey, I know that those storms that came through here made it really tough, and it also kind of messed up Lake Michigan, because blew a lot of stuff from west to east, but that churned up that lake pretty tough. And I think our perch fishing, I don't want to say it's over, because some people are still catching perch, but a lot of people seem to be missing them or saying that they've tried here, they tried there. But on the flip side, I'm seeing more reports from power liners and from casters saying that they're picking up coho. Now, you could also use just a bobber and a big gob of night crawlers under a bobber and throw it out there. And if we have a nice west wind, that'll float that bobber out there for you. But, you don't have to just cast the spoons, or small spoons, not big spoons, or shoot out a power line. You can pick up salmon just casting a spoon along the shoreline. And this is all across the lakefront. It's only going to get better for the next, literally, several weeks to come. And then it goes full crazy when the charter boats are out there and smaller boats are out there catching tons of fast action coho, because this year they're going to be there. And I want you to remember that. So don't miss that up or pass it up. That's very, very important. Okay, we got that. I'm trying to remember everything we covered. Last week we were at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala, and it was a beautiful event. I want everybody to go to ilconservation.org. ilconservation.org. Check out the conservation site. They have raffles throughout the year. You could join. You could get all the latest information to enjoy the great outdoors with the Illinois Conservation Foundation. And all the money they raise goes right to helping people get into the outdoors. They are not part of the Department of Natural Resources. They're a separate 501c3 nonprofit corporation. Okay, tell you what. Let's take a commercial break. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I'm glad you're listening to our program today, whether it's early in the morning, middle of the afternoon, or who knows, maybe driving your car across country listening to our podcast of the show. But you're out in the great outdoors with Chauncey, as you are every single week. And I looked at my calendar, and guess what? It's the first Saturday of the month. What does that mean? Besides, I'm not sure. It means Tim Montalt's coming out from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm good. It means he texted me this week and said, oh, we're on this week. It's a short month. That's right. That's what that means.
Oh, good. You know, Tim, we get off the, we go right off the track when we even, before we even start the interview. We're lost at that point.
Always. Oh, can I say real quick, just because I want to make sure that everybody knows, a happy belated birthday to you, Mr. Chauncey.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Yes. As my mother would say, this is, you know, I'm very glad celebrating my 39th birthday.
Well, the listeners don't know that one of my kids actually and him celebrate the same day, same birthday. So
yes.
It was pretty great when we were talking this past week about a few things to learn that. So happy birthday, sir.
Thank you very much, Tim. Tim, it's March. We've had 75 to 76 degree weather last week. We had 25 degree weather 20 minutes later, but I mean, things are starting to go, we got to grow in the forest preserve. So what's growing and growing in program wise?
That's just it. And now we're finally starting to see the bloom, so to say, of the events and the programs. March is a beautiful time in the forest preserves when you go out there and take a walk and start seeing some of the plant life and native species that are sprouting again, budding. But, you know, you're going to celebrate some traditional large-scale events, too, like Chauncey's favorite Maple Syrup Festival, mid-March up at River Trail Nature Center. Mm-hmm. They'll have their you know, run-of-the-mill events and offerings. You can do a tree sap walk. You can see how it's made. You can participate in a bunch of different activities. Maybe resource management will be out there doing a tree climb. I don't know what their schedule's like, but if you haven't been there before, it's really a beautiful sight, gorgeous right along the display. And so I'd advise or recommend going out there for a couple hours.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. You mentioned the sap. There was one winter where we had a short burst of warm weather, for lack of a better term, and I have a silver maple in front of my house. And there was a little bit of, you know, winter damage where, you know, branches are snapped off and stuff. Well, the sap came off of those little breaks in the branches. So I had icicles. And I was curious. I snapped one off, and son of a gun, it was like eating maple syrup.
No, it didn't.
Yes,
it really?
It did. It was the coolest thing. I was like, wow. It wasn't as pungent as the syrup you put on your pancakes, but it was like, oh, my God. This is just, you could taste the maple.
That's pretty awesome. It's right. Finding the silver lining, right, in a weird climate situation. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I find silver linings in a lot of weird things, let me tell you.
Best way to look at life.
Yeah, what else we got?
if you can't make that, during the week on the 20th, they celebrate Spring Fest. That's at Cummings Square. For those who don't know, Cummings Square is where our general headquarters is located, kind of where Oak Park and River Forest meet at Lake in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an abbreviated festival, some smaller things to come check out. It's a nice time. Yeah, usually really a popular program for people to attend.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the month, again, still in the special events, you can see the air quotes, guys, yeah, is our spring breakout adventures.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to offer that throughout the county when schools are out. Parents are looking for things for the kids to do. If you're a grandparent, like, oh, I got stuck babysitting. What am I going to do? Come out to any of these. On Wednesday the 27th, we'll be at Thatcher Woods in River Forest. On Thursday the 28th, we'll be at Caldwell Woods, Devonta, Milwaukee. And then on the 29th, at Dan Ryan Woods down in the southeast portion of the county. Mm-hmm. All start at 10 a.m. Do archery, go practice some orienteering, or just kind of go out and explore during the springtime.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, I forgot to mention. Okay, so listeners have heard this for quite a while, that the Forest Reserves has really pushed this inclusion and equity side of it, of programming.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an accessibility trail outing on the 23rd at Miller Meadows South. Come on out there. It's a paved trail. If you find it difficult sometimes to go and explore based on certain things, this might be a good opportunity to come out.
An accessibility trail.
So it's all paved, the gradings, you know, zero, and a lot. I think it's a 1.7 mile trail system. Hmm. So you can go out there, bring your bike, and or whatever, you know, mode of transportation you use that allows you to go explore.
That's kind of a cool thing. That's a cool thing.
Yeah, some cool things, that's for sure. I heard that you don't like camping at all, so I shouldn't even bother mentioning this, but I will.
What do you mean I don't like camping?
No, camping's back. Again, this weird warm weather. We can get back out to the campgrounds if you didn't explore during the wintertime, mm-hmm. that is. So on the 8th is an outdoor cooking lessons at Camp Reinberg. And on the 21st at Camp Bullfrog is a wilderness survival, the 10 essentials, how to be out there. Pretty cool things to learn, repurposing, reusing the natural resources within the forest preserves.
How to survive in the forest preserves. Have your cell phone and call in for a pizza.
Have somebody come on out. Yeah, no, I don't. We do a wilderness survival, my team, with Trent and North Zone, and we do different, you know, like different things to, mm-hmm. to engage and draw in the community. It's just, I haven't found a better word to describe what it is. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask you one day when mm-hmm. we're not on air.
Okay. Well, you know, another cool thing, I know you have a National Girl Scout birthday evening walk at Little Red Schoolhouse on the 12th. Mm-hmm. That's always a nice little thing. Celebrate the Girl Scout program, which is a fantastic program. And I think there's a Cub Scout program sometime during the month also that's happening out there. The you mentioned the cooking. You're doing a weaving workshop.
Oh, yeah. That's at Swallow Cliff North. On the 14th. So that falls under the umbrella of like health and wellness and arts and crafts and how those combine. I mean, I guess you can do overlap for everything probably, but mm-hmm. you're going to see more workshops like that, whether it's weaving, there's woodworking, probably bird painting. There's just quite a few of them listed in there in different parts of the county, and oftentimes we'll hold them in preserves that have an indoor pavilion. So Swallow Cliff North has one of our lead certified centers on it. Sometimes we'll do them at Caldwell, sometimes at Dan Ryan. Mm. Those are some of the areas, just to name a few. Mm-hmm. But then we do other ones. So you've heard about forest therapy walks, about engaging in the natural surroundings and becoming healthier because of it. Mm-hmm. But there's a specialized healing with nature workshop, the Energy of Water, a forest therapy walk. It's going to take place at Rolling Knolls in Northeast Elgin on the 16th. Again, obviously looking at the natural resources and how they're almost symbiotic in a relationship. So it's pretty cool, I think. And that's, again, reaching a wide array of audiences. We're not just doing one thing. We're doing everything.
Yeah. And so many of these programs are not just for, you know, little kids or teenagers or adults or seniors. Some of them are for mixed groups. Some of them, yeah, there's senior programs. There's programs for little kids. There's a lot of different things that connect each other. And, you know, if you go to a program that has little kids, you know what? You're going to learn something just watching the kids, their minds clicking. And it's like the gee whiz factor. I didn't know that. That's cool. I mean, and for an adult to see that in a kid, it's like, remember the old, well, you wouldn't. You're not that old. But it's the old refrigerator Perry commercial. You open the door, the light goes on. You know?
I grew up Bears fan. I should have had season tickets for decades. So yeah. I remember back then, yeah.
Okay.
It is. And to your point, yeah, absolutely. It's just, it's not even, it's, we don't try to, I don't know, like, section off what it is. So it's a program for kids. Yes, the adults can learn because we're going to ask leading questions that are appropriate for the age. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. And then actually, here, there's one coming up on the 21st that, for you Nintendo fans, it's a Teen Exploration Day, The Botany of Zelda. I heard it's a popular game.
Mm-hmm.
It's joking, of course. It's inspired by the game where you can learn how the fictional plants of Hyrule Forest connect to our native plants within the forest reserves. And it's like, oh, you know, I'm in my late 40s, early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty cool. Nintendo was really big with, you know, for me back in the day. So it's a way to connect people, and there's not just one avenue to take. There's a lot of different roads.
Yeah. And, you know, another one that I saw that I love to hear, especially when I'm in the forest preserves, you get that If we had a couple of days where it was like the 70s, you'd get them spring peepers all over the place. You could hear them. And, you know, I know you got some kind of a frog monitoring program going on at Crabtree on the 22nd. Yeah. To teach people about, you know, the frogs in our area. Because the amazing thing is, folks, if you got the frogs and they're living and listening to them and hearing them sing their songs, you know, they're not singing just to be in the, you know, the frog choir. They're singing because they're saying, hey, come on over here, girl. I want to talk to you. You know, that's what they're doing. And so, I mean, it's just such an interesting thing to learn on so many different levels. And that's what I love about the Cook County Forest Preserve system and all the massive programs and little programs that they have going on there for everybody to enjoy.
Yeah. Again, there's really no way to describe all of it. It's just nuts. So just come on out and try it. And again, yeah, maybe it's not something you've done, or maybe you don't have necessarily the interest in it. Try it out once. Yeah. If you like it, awesome. If you're like, hey, I could probably change this up a little bit, cool. Mm-hmm. We do surveys, like most places. So after a program takes a survey, it tells us if you liked it, well, you change. I mean, we listen very intently. So mm-hmm. Let us know.
Yeah, and real quick here, I know you got a yoga program going on the 24th. Yeah, you'll see me and my yoga mat out there. But that's a great program for people who do yoga. And there's that Cub Scout Adventure Series happening also on the 24th at the Little Red Schoolhouse. So whatever you're looking at, there's something going on out there for you to enjoy and be part of. And the only thing that Tim didn't know I was going to ask about is, are you somewhere on the back burner working on a program like I came out to a 2 years ago where you had all these musicians in the woods playing and singing?
Oh gosh, what was that? Something Solstice. I remember you. Oh. I'm not right now. I know. That was really amazing. For those who aren't aware, we had a chamber choir come out. This is during COVID times to Lene Woods on the north side, off of the North Branch specifically. Mm-hmm. And they would, the sound that they would make would emulate natural sounds, but also like the progression of nature.
Yeah.
And it was really well attended. It was absolutely beautiful. And I've looked into trying to do that more. Mm-hmm. It's not as easy as booking a vendor and coming on out. You sign the paperwork, here you go. Yeah. But yes, I'll take that oral survey response from you and I'll try to figure something out.
Yeah, and real quick before I have to let Tim go is the cool, what was so cool is I was standing in front of these musicians and these people singing, and all you could hear besides them, you swear the birds were singing along. I was like, whoa. It was so cool.
We had people stopping. They obviously had no idea that this the event was taking place, and the walk is through the North Branch Trail, so people mm-hmm. are taking their bikes or anything else to that, and they would stop, ask questions, how do I get involved, how do I participate, and go through it and come back with a range of emotions that it really inspired you to do more things like that and more offerings.
Exactly. So, my friend, how do I find out more information about my favorite Forest Preserve District of Cook County?
Go to fpdcc.com. There they have a listing of events. Otherwise, you can stop by one of the nature centers or programs, and we'll have the spring guides available for you.
Sounds perfect, my friend. Tim, thanks so much for coming on the program.
All right, Chauncey, take care.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, and hold a new TDI rods and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
As a lemonade setting in the shade, whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, we've got that big tournament coming up. Yep. You know, the Red Crest tournament. Well, we've got somebody on the line who's been fishing the Red Crest, not the Red Crest, but the MLF series for a couple of years. And this is the first time he's qualifying for the Red Crest. And are you ready for this? He's a local boy. Done good. Yeah, he's a local boy. We got Matt Steffen. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing good, Chauncey. Thanks for having me on.
A local boy who done good. Boy, if that's not my South Side coming out, right?
Yeah, it's. I'll tell you this. When I growing up on the north side of Chicago, mm-hmm. I was definitely a loner when it came to my friends who liked to fish. I mean, there was nobody else. I was the oddball.
Oh, God. Now, Matt, you've... excuse me. Matt, you wound up, going to school in Wisconsin. You had, you worked in the Chicagoland area for a few years, and then you made the jump to fishing tournaments, right?
Yeah, I mean, I fished local events on the Fox Chain and throughout Wisconsin pretty much after I graduated college in 2002, mm-hmm. and then I worked downtown at the Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange all the way up until 2014, but I actually started fishing professional-level tournaments in 2011. So I kind of worked my way up from the local means and mm-hmm. got into fishing professional level while trying to work a full-time job downtown, and I got to the point where I knew I needed to make a decision. If I wanted to really go hard into the fishing world, I was going to have to pursue it fully and get rid of my full-time job, and I went against the grain. Most people said I was nuts for doing it, but I gave up a really good job at that time, what was the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, mm-hmm. and went into fishing full-time and moved up to Wisconsin at that point.
Well, I'm glad to know that somebody else that's on the air here right now was also told that you're nuts trying to do a radio show on a major station in Chicago.
you got you got to follow happiness. Money isn't, it's not all about money in this world. And I firmly believe if you're happy at what you do, the money will come as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, yes. Now, okay, so you take that massive, you take your love, your passion for fishing, and then you say, well, we're going to try this. And you start fishing the tournaments. Now, I can imagine, Matt, that not all the tournaments were great weigh-ins for you, correct?
No, it's a little bit of a learning curve. The first 3 years were, I finished right in the middle of the pack all 3 years. And a lot of that, I think, kind of, I chalk up to the fact that I just was very unfamiliar with most types mm-hmm. of lakes. You know, up here in the upper Midwest, we've got some rivers and we've got natural lakes and the Great Lakes. But outside of those three categories, it was kind of a learning curve to figure out TVA impoundments and Ozark region lakes and blueback herring lakes. So the first 3 years, I was right in the middle of the pack. I think I finished like in the 70s out of 150 guys when I was fishing the FLW tour. Mm-hmm. And after those first 3 years, I kind of started to feel like I had good experience on various types of lakes and, you know, pretty much qualified for what was the Forest Wood Cup every year. And then this past year qualified to fish the Bass Pro Tour. And I'm allowed to fish the Red Crest event because I won the Tackle Warehouse Invitational event on the Mississippi River out of La Crosse last year.
Mm. Cool. Now, one of the things is, I don't want to say I've used this against my friends that live in the South, but I always said that the Northern anglers have a slight edge in certain respects. Yes, the Southern anglers probably have their edge, but up here, we have to learn to fish in a little bit of everything until that lake gets really hard and white, you know?
Yeah, I mean, at my level, all the anglers are excellent anglers, but I really do feel like we're seeing a good influx of Northern anglers at the professional level, and I attribute a lot of that to really having, like you just mentioned, mm-hmm. four really different seasons. And more than that, though, how diverse our fisheries are compared to a lot of the southern fisheries. You know, we have a lot of various game fish up here that they don't have down south, like walleye and muskie and pike. And I think a lot of us are very well-rounded anglers that can utilize what we learn fishing for other species mm-hmm. to catching more bass throughout the country. And that's definitely an advantage that the northern anglers have.
Yeah. Now, here you are, living the dream. There's hundreds and, there's a couple hundred thousand people listening to our program all across the United States and Europe. And they're sitting there going, wow, here's some guy who is doing what I wanted to do. And he took the leap of faith and he did this. And I would imagine the first time when you walked across that stage for a weigh-in, it must have almost been an out-of-body experience that you really didn't hear everything that was going on.
I'm extremely fortunate to be able to do what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. I don't take it for granted any day. And generally when I do feel like I'm starting, you hit periods where you're kind of burned out a little bit, but when that starts to happen, I have to recognize what I'm doing and how I could easily be working a desk job somewhere and like I used to do and how unhappy I was at that point. So I really try not to take it for granted. And what that does is it just makes me want to work harder, and I think for any aspiring anglers out there, what they need to recognize is it's not necessarily working harder. It's just the fishing aspect, but mm-hmm. it really comes down to the marketing side of things as well. So there's really never any downtime. And if you find yourself sitting on the couch watching TV, you probably should be rethinking what you're doing and putting that time and effort into some other form of building your personal brand.
Mm. And that's very true. And your brand is your brand. People need to realize. I mean, that is everything, period.
Yeah. Well, and in today's fishing world, the brand is because the individual angler brand is mm-hmm. becoming more and more important. So, I can't stress enough to anglers who may be listening to this that, you know, they need to run their own personal brand as a business and not expect their just tournament performance to do the speaking for them.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me ask you this question. Here you are. You start fishing in the big tournaments with MLF, and you sit there and you look to your right, and there's Kevin Van Dam. And you look to your left, and there's, Edwin Evers, Skeetry, whoever, you know? I mean, that must be a little bit of a, like, oh my gosh, I'm here.
Yeah, it was definite shell shock when I first started. You know, the funny, I think about this a lot, how, you know, when I first got in, it was like, I watch all these guys on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, you know, if you were to look at my call log of who, you know, who I've talked to last, it's all of those guys I used to watch on TV. So, you know, the people that I used to admire and look up to, now a lot of them are actually really good friends, you know, where I still look up to them. I admire what they do in the sport, but I get to call them friends, and I talk to a lot of them on a regular basis, which is one of the coolest things about it.
Yeah. I mean, being what I do for so many years, I've really became good friends and spoken a lot and interviewed a lot of these people. Some of them are dangerous to interview. I got to tell you that right now. Because I never know where we're going in the conversation. But, you know, they're regular guys, and they're willing to even help their fellow competitors.
Yeah, that's one of the craziest things about it. I do think that for the most part, as much as we are competing against each other, it's amazing as to how much guys actually are trying to help you know, their friends who are other competitors,
mm-hmm,
catch fish. Because the reality is, you know, if you've got a good friend out there, and maybe they're a traveling roommate, or maybe it's just somebody that you really enjoy spending time while you're on the road with, you know, if they're not catching them too, they might not be around that long. So, you know, there is a lot of kind of help that goes back and forth. And at the same time, having said that, there's still a lot of bogus fishing information too. You know, there's a lot of guys that if you don't fully trust them, you might want to take what they say with a grain of salt, because, you know, their fishermen are known to, you know, spread a few little white lies around.
No, never, 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 never.
Once in a while.
Hey, everybody, we're talking with Matt Steffen. He's in the Red Crest tournament in, less than two weeks away. And he's a guy who grew up in the north side of Chicago, went to school, went, you know, up in Wisconsin, came back, had a regular job in downtown Chicago, followed his heart, followed his passion, lived down the street from Super Dog, so he knows what a good hot dog is. And then he made the jump for his life to be a professional angler, and working hard for several years, he's fishing one of the biggest tournaments on the face of the earth. And I mean, you know, Matt, I can't even imagine what this does to your whole mental psyche thinking about it.
I've done this long enough at this point where tournaments don't really stress me out. Mm-hmm. I've spent a lot of time and effort, to be honest with you, working on mental toughness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I worked with coaches in the past, because that was one of the biggest obstacles I felt like I had. When I would roll into a local tournament, I always kind of had that killer instinct. And then when you roll into your, you know, a professional level tournament, and like you said, you look at all of these guys next to you that are just stone cold killers, I didn't roll in having that same mental toughness.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a lot of effort into trying to really work on that, and I feel like I've gotten to the point now where I have complete confidence in what I'm doing. Now, there are times where that doesn't lead to a good result, but overall, I do feel like, you know, having that faith in yourself is one of the strongest attributes that a good angler can have. So, you know, rolling into Red Crest, I'm excited to get there. I'm excited to fish the event, to have a good time with some family and friends that are coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect to perform well. Now, I mean, that may or may not happen, but I'm going down there with no nerves at all. If anything, it's excitement to get down there and get the ball rolling to see if we can put a put a good stringer of fish together.
Oh yeah. Now, yes, you can't get there by yourself. Your wife is unbelievable support. Your family is unbelievable support. But you also have some sponsors that have been with you that have done that really believed in you, right?
Yeah, you know, the sponsors are a huge part of the game, and I've been really fortunate to work with companies like Bridgeford Foods, who's based out of Chicago, or at least their meat division is based out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They really were my first major sponsor that, in my eyes, they took a risk on bringing me on. You know, they brought me on in the end of 2014 when I really didn't have a great track record from a tournament portfolio. I didn't have the big YouTube following and social media following I have now, but they reached out. I met Al Bridgeford Jr. at a weigh-in at Beaver Lake in Rogers, Arkansas. He was there for a Walmart meeting, and he stopped by to say hi. We hit it off, and, you know, that was kind of the start of it. But Bridgeford Foods has really been my lifeline to the sport, and as I've been in the game longer and longer, I've really developed great relationships with, like, Berkeley, Abu Garcia, Skeeter Boats, Yamaha Motors, DuraSafe, Striker Brands, Lowrance. I mean, I know I'm forgetting a pile of people, but really takes a good relationship with your sponsors to help support you in the sport. You know, we fish tournaments because we're competitive, but in terms of actually, like, making a career out of it, the sponsors are the ones, and the relationships you build with the sponsors are really what allow you to make a career out of it. The tournament winnings are more of a gravy on the top, I guess is how I'd put it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, Matt, that when I found out that you're a Chicago boy who done good, I was like, this is who's got to win for me this year. I'm putting all my money on Matt because I want to be able to scream so loud they'll hear me back in Chicago from Birmingham when you win the trophy. I mean, I wish you all the luck in the world. I know your skills are there, and I'm sure that your family will scream louder than I ever could scream at this event. So let's look forward and let's have some fun at the Red Crest tournament, okay?
Sounds good, Chauncey. Thank you so much for having me on. I've been a big fan of yours since, growing up in Chicago.
You're making me feel old. Okay. Matt, thank you so much for being on the program this morning. And let's have some fun at Red Crest. Sounds good to me. Okay, buddy?
Sounds good.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Dye was new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine.
So stop in at Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, Illinois, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa.
Trolling, trolling, trolling.
Listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you enjoyed the show this morning and or afternoon or evening, whenever you're listening to us. It was so much fun talking to, you know, Stephen. I mean, I was excited. He's a Chicago boy. He's one of us, you know, and he's now fishing the biggest tournament in the country. Everybody's got to cheer him on. That's what we all have to do. Cheer him on, definitely. Okay, let's talk. I won't forget also, you know, our good friend Mr. Mondel from the Forest Preserve District and all of the programs that he talked about. Let's talk about Aiden's Fishing Report, sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Tell them you want the Chauncey price. That's what you got to ask for. Ask for the Chauncey price. Aiden says, Papa, only two more weeks of hockey, but the lakes and rivers are wide open, but fishing has been slow. We stopped in Benton Harbor on the way to a hockey game. Yeah, okay. The guys on the pier said it was slow for brown trout, coho, and steelhead. We then drove over to Berrien Springs by Mr. Palmisano's house, and the fishermen showed us a few walleye and steelhead they had, but they said it really has been slow there too. Thanks much for the package of stuff. I put it all away in my tackle box. I might need a bigger tackle box soon. Hint, hint, hint. You know, I give the kid the tackle. Now he wants a bigger tackle box. Okay, Aiden, I'll work on that too. And once again, this Aiden Fisher Report was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Okay, well, it happened not today, yesterday. Okay. Braidwood reopened on March 1st, and there were plenty of boats out there. Holy Jesus, man, it looks like the Field of Dreams movie at the end. The boats just and the vehicles just line up forever. Shore fishermen are going to be looking for channels and blues. They'll catch some other fish too, but that's what they're going to be zeroing in on. Bass fishermen in the boats, they're looking pretty good. Opening day, but you know what? It's going to be a lot of boat traffic. And I mean a lot of boat traffic. Last year, the state stocked somewhere around
19,000 blue catfish fingerlings. I was trying to find my note that I received from the state, and I can't find it, so I apologize, but somewhere in there. They also planted 50,000 largemouth bass fingerlings and 33,000 hybrid stripers. Woo! And you know what? That lake stays warm all year, so guess what all these fish do all year? They eat, and they grow. I think we're going to have a good year at Braidwood. It's open daily from 6 a.m. to sunup. Please remember that and obey all the rules and have your safe equipment with you. Very important. Hey, our good buddy, Mr. Ken Husker O'Malley, he sent me a note and he says, Chauncey, I love this 70-degree weather in February. I could not believe it. There were only sometimes certain times of the day he was catching fish. Hot bait of the day was a BPF lure, lipless crankbait. He worked it along the shoreline and caught a bunch of fish doing it that way. So that's one good sign. Let's not pass that up, okay? excuse me. Lake Michigan, perch action seems to be a little bit on the slow side. I would say it's on the slower side now. I'm not getting the photos of like everybody else is sending me photos for weeks and weeks and weeks. And we're seeing more coho being caught. And I think when the coho start moving in, the perch say, let's think about moving out. And okay. But we're seeing more coho for power liners and casters along the shoreline, like I mentioned at the top of the show. So let's keep that in mind. And, you know, that's only going to get better as the year progresses. So I want to make sure you all know that. There is some ice in far northern Wisconsin. And that's all I'm going to say. Please be careful on it. My friends that live on the T Channel said, Chaunce, there must have been crappies in the T Channel because I've never seen so many boats trying to fit into that small, narrow spot. That's pretty good. Water levels are low, but please be careful. But the T-Channel was the hot spot last weekend for crappies. And let's hopefully we get another couple of warm days. They'll be back out there again. We're seeing the other cooling lakes. I mentioned Braidwood at the top. Opened up yesterday. LaSalle Lake is opening up March 15th. And Heideke is opening up April 1. Those are all dates, very important dates to remember, that you don't want to forget. The Forest Preserve District of Cook County is seeing a lot of fish being caught out of Bussy Lake. We're talking walleye and muskie. That's an excellent sign, as well as the other lakes are also producing crappies, bluegill, and bass throughout the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Live bait's going to be some of your better shots right now. You can always throw artificials, but live bait seemed to be the key thing that was catching lots and lots of fish there. After next weekend's show, we're going to be traveling south to the Red Crest Tournament in Birmingham, Alabama. So we'll be doing our show from down there. So keep listening, because we're going to try to get you some Facebook's information as well as program information here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Whoop! I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the program. I hate this part. Okay. But this, our Native American proverb, comes from the Ojibwe Nation. Each of us must find out for himself or herself what their gift is so that you can use it in your life. Each of us must find out for ourselves what our gift is and use it in our life. How very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we're catching. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. Take care.